Well, as we think about love, it's not just romantic love, but as I thought about the question of when we love each other, of course, it popped into my mind about when you meet somebody and who says, I love you first. If I could get the PowerPoint up, thanks. Sometimes that's a question we ask of couples, or maybe couples just kind of tease each other about that moment of first saying, I love you, to someone you've never said it before, who might not say it back, is a scary moment. You're putting it all out there and you're wondering if it is going to pay off. But in our relationship with God, we don't have to worry. Do we have it up yet? Okay, I'll just keep going. We'll catch up. Okay, there we go. But now we're ready to go next, because God always loves us first. If you've ever wondered if God loves you, I hope today you will let go of that question, because the answer is yes. God loves you. God has loved you from the beginning and even before that, and it's very important that we know that. We talk a lot in our congregation about living out our faith. We talk about serving God and following God's direction for our lives. But all of that doesn't really matter if we don't first know the love of God in our own hearts. Because without knowing that love, we don't know God. And all we do in the name of God isn't done for the love of God. And we're not really doing it for God. The Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above. The love and goodness we know in this world, the hope that we have, the beauty of creation we just heard about, and any joy that we know, these things all come from God. Rick Warren, who you might recognize as the writer of The Purpose-Driven Life, said, God's love is like an ocean. You can see its beginning, but not its end. The love that we know in this world is just a small part of the picture. Our reading today says that whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. I love that this quote is pictured with a bridge, because I think love can be a bridge that connects us to God and to other people. Last week, if you were here, we heard Psalm 23 read, and there's that famous line about sitting at God's banquet table with an overflowing cup. And I think this quote from 1 Thessalonians goes well when we think about the love of God. God loves you with a love that's increasing and overflowing. God's love for us can't be contained. In Jeremiah, God tells his people that he has loved them with an everlasting love. God's love never ends. It persists through our pain, our sadness, our sins, and our trials. Romans says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If we want to know what God's love looks like, it looks like Jesus. Not one other person in this world can show us a love like Jesus did. The Gospels, the words and actions of Jesus show us what true love really is, and even more so than any other part of the Bible. This is love, our reading tells us today. That not that we have loved God, but that God loved us. God's love doesn't depend on us loving him back. God loves us no matter what. That is just what God does. We all know that verse from John 3:16 about how God so loved the world he sent his only son. But John 3:17 also tells us that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. He sent his son not to condemn us, but to save us. Today we heard no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. There have been many artists throughout time who've tried to show us what God looks like. We probably all have our own image somewhere in our minds, and we don't know if we're right or wrong, because we just don't really know what God looks like. But does it really matter? Because if we want to see God, if we want to know God, all we have to do is love someone. If you have ever seen the musical or read the book, Les Miserables, if you have it, you have to. Because it's awesome. It's like my favorite musical. But there's a very important scene in this musical, which has great Christian themes of forgiveness and grace and love. And they say to love another person is to see the face of God. Even the people in this story who've been through so many trials in their lives find love in loving each other and find God there as well. God is love. God sent the Spirit to fill us with God's love. When you love, when you feel close to God, when you feel filled with love for God or one another, that is the Holy Spirit working in you. It also says there's no fear in love. And I think this picture of a child is great, or somebody dancing, not being afraid of what she's doing. We can be afraid of what others might think. We can be afraid to love others. Maybe we're scared of rejection, or maybe we're just scared of other people. We can be afraid to love those who are poor, those who are very needy, or people we fear for other reasons. But the Bible tells us that when we truly love somebody, we let that fear go. Love is being afraid, but doing it, doing something for God. Maybe you are scared to go down and worship at All People's, but that's all the more reason to go. Maybe you're afraid to teach Sunday school, or to be on a committee, or to go on a mission trip. And that's all the more reason that you should do it. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God will give you what you need. We can be bold in showing the love of God, even through our fears. And as we do that, we always remember that we do it because God loved us first. We love because God loved us first. We serve because God has served us first. Our reading today talked about how if someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Hate has many forms. Racism, sexism, classism, our prejudices are all forms of hate. In fact, this week at Luther, you all know I went to Luther and I love it, Luther College, there were some really horrific hate incidents that happened on campus in our world today. And we think that we're past these things, but we're really not. We still have a lot of hate running through our world. And that's why it's so important to keep working against these evils of hate. When we see people as other, as them, we don't see them as people, as humans, people just like us, with parents and families and good and bad qualities, and we don't love them. When we fear other people, we fall short of loving them. And that is not good news for us. But the good news is that we have a great example in Christ. And we know that we can pray to God to help us to love as he has loved us. When we come to God in prayer, God does answer. It works. We have Christ's example always. I was looking through some old family albums a couple weeks ago, and I found this quote my mom had written out in a book she wrote about my grandma and about her growing up, and how my grandma had taught my mom, "If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation." That helped my mom form the idea that people of all races and backgrounds are equal. So the next time that you feel tempted to hate someone or see them as your enemy, see Christ in them and remember that the love of Christ is in you and in your sister or brother too. And today we celebrate with Sarah Berger on her baptism as she becomes a new creation in Christ today. And we share that love with her, and we see that love in her. So the most important thing to take away for you today, I hope, is that you are loved. God loves you with an everlasting love. And because you know Jesus, you know love. Without Jesus, we don't know the full measure of God's love. And I have one last piece of wisdom for you. If you ever doubt God's love, just eat some bacon. I'm pretty sure Luther said something similar about beer, so, you know, chocolate, whatever. But, now, next week we'll talk about, now we have this love of God, and what do we do with it? God gives us this gift of love, and what we choose to do with that is our gift to God. But leave here today knowing, first, that God loves you. Amen.